Did you know that 74% of IoT projects stall at the moment real life problem hit? When you want to deploy your edge runtime and modules on one single dev board, it's pretty straightforward and easy. When you want to do that at scale, tons of problems arise. Sara Bodwan from Zedita is here to tell us what these challenges are and how Zedita can help you produce and deploy IoT edge at scale. This is today on the IoT Show. Hi, everyone. This is the IoT Show. Thanks for watching. Today, we're talking about fast-tracking Azure IoT Edge projects at scale. We'll talk about the challenges that can be faced when deploying such projects. And for that, I have Sara Bourouin from Zedita. How are you, Sara?
I'm really good, Olivier. How are you today?
I'm fantastic. So you came on the show last year. So we had a first, you know, peek at what was going on at Zedita. But for those who didn't see that episode, can you tell us a bit about yourself, about Zedita, our partner, and you know, maybe an anecdote about yourself, how you came to work on the IoT space, and how long have you been doing that?
Oh, those are great. Those are great questions. So first off, Zedita is an edge orchestration company that helps organizations to operationalize their IoT edges. And as for myself, I've been part of the team at Zedita for about 2 years now. I actually came from sort of the other side of the house. From now, I work for a company that provides solutions. I spent a lot of time as an IT administrator. So dealing with, you know, not IoT devices, dealing with big servers, but dealing with a lot of the challenges that we're going to be talking about this morning, and gradually made my way over to the other side of the world.
That's interesting. Actually, it's more often in the other way around, right? Where you're coming from the devices side of things or client side of things, and you migrate to the server side of things. In that case, actually, it's pretty rare. I love that. So definitely you're mentioning that we're going to talk about challenges that are faced by IT pros into getting to deployed these IoT projects out there. So what are the main, issues or challenges that ITs are facing? Projects when they are in the proof of concept stages, it's like, hey, everything works well and I can do these and that. But then comes the real life problems. So what are the various, problems that they're stumbling onto?
Yeah, no, that's a really great question, because what happens is we get these projects that are out there in pilots, proof of concept, we've got half dozen devices, a dozen devices, things are going well, but we're also doing things in a very sort of hands-on manual way, right? Which is fine when I've got my devices sitting on a table around me. But what happens and what we see across organizations is that the vast majority of those pilots either stall or in some cases stop completely at the point that they're trying to move from the pilot to actually operationalizing that project and scaling it out across their organization. And a big part of that is because there's this gap that comes up that's really the basic sort of administrative task that IT has to deal with that we haven't had good answers for yet when we're talking about edge devices. So it's basic questions like, how do I get my operating system on this device? Again, my device isn't sitting next to me. I've got 1,000 devices and they're 200 feet in the air and wind turbines, right? Mm-hmm. How do I update the Azure IoT Edge runtime? How do I get new modules out on this device? How am I going to patch it into the future? And then, of course, the big one that really causes a lot of heartache is, how am I going to secure these devices? I don't have perimeters. I don't know who's getting access to them. How do I make sure that this device is as secure as it possibly can be when it's sitting by itself somewhere out on a truck or a wellhead or something of that sort? So those are the sort of questions that really cause these projects that have, goals to accomplish and provide great business value, but the nuts and bolts of how do I just operationalize it and get it out there in my organization really causes a lot of issues within customers.
I see. And actually, that's a very generic problem, right? So you mentioned IoT Edge, but that's a generic problem that everyone encounters when it comes to deploying edge intelligence. This is like the new catchword these days. You're perfectly right. I mean, like, there's like so many considerations that as an IoT developer, you're just like, yeah, I'm going to have my sensors, actuators, but then you're running on something, and on many cases, when it's a hub, a gateway, or a type of device that has a bit more needs for edge compute, you have an OS under. But so let's go back to the problems, but this time applied to the Microsoft ecosystem. So Azure IoT Edge is our runtime for edge compute in a nutshell. So we're not exempt of this kind of issues and problems, right? It's a challenge to deploy these devices. The IoT Edge runtime is managed from the cloud itself, from IoT Hub, but it runs on an OS, and IoT Edge runtime itself doesn't manage the OS. So tell me a bit about, you know, what's going on with the Microsoft ecosystem when it comes to these problems.
Well, it's really a twofold issue, right? There's one that's the issue of the sheer diversity of what's out in these organizations, right? So we're also not just talking about getting the runtime in a net new project. There's existing workloads that are already running on the edge that now maybe organizations want to incorporate by getting data into Azure or utilizing Azure services around those existing workloads. And then there's the net new problem of new devices and whatnot. So that means we've got a lot of diversity that we have to be able to deal with, right? Diversity of hardware, diversity of workloads, and diversity of locations and scenario and all of those sorts of things. And then there's also the scale problem that we talked about, that I need to be able to get my Azure IoT Edge runtime out there on 500 devices as quickly as possible. And keep in mind that, you know, you talked about the developers and edge intelligence, but the people in organizations that are the role that are actually charged with dealing with these devices are our operators, right? So traditionally not the people that are dealing with and logging into the Azure IoT services and working within the hub and things of that sort. So I'm, as the IT operator, I'm charged with the health and security of the device and making sure that it's running applications efficiently and effectively and everything's secure, right? So we also have a scenario where a lot of the ecosystem is geared toward what the developers need to get things going and off the ground, but the people that are doing the actual installation are operators that are separated away from that. So they're struggling with the diversity and then the scale issue.
I see. And actually, I want to bring the conversation to something which is, there are solutions out there to manage parks of machines running Windows or Linux. And these solutions include security management. So on IoT Pro, they're actually used to these tools. So what's changing with IoT? What's different in the IoT space that requires having different tools or leveraging a solution like DDD is providing?
Yeah. So again, it goes back to the diversity, right? That I have certain tools that I can use in certain situations, but now I'm starting to build silos where I'm working within one stack to accomplish a workload to do something, and now I'm working within another stack utilizing other tools to accomplish something with a different workload. But when we're talking about the edge too, we're also talking about that we don't have a lot of space, right? We need to consolidate things as much as we can. We're also talking about an issue where as we're adding more and more workloads and more silos, the people that, again, that are charged with doing this, it's making it more and more difficult for them to go and maintain all of these different silos of software stacks that we're working within. So what they really require is an open foundation where they can consolidate their workloads, both the old legacy, SCADA type apps that they're already using and whatever else, as well as the newer cloud-based apps, the Edge Intelligence, getting the Azure IoT runtime, these things that are really designed for today, being able to consolidate those into a system where they're managing everything all at once, have a single pane of glass into everything they're doing on those devices, whether it's Azure IoT activities on the device or an OT application that they've been using for a very long time. So we're really looking at the old model of where we were continuing to use tools for particular jobs. The diversity of what's happening at the edge is such that we just can't keep adding more tools.
Yeah, that makes sense. And you mentioned that as well, but security is also key in there, right? So when you minimize the number of interaction points, that actually you allow for not having to have a human interaction with the actual device too much or too often, you minimize security risks as well. So how is Cedita helping there? How is your solutions tackling these problems?
So Cedita provides a cloud-based edge orchestration solution, which essentially provides a flexible infrastructure across all of your hardware types, your application types and eventually the, you know, the clouds or the on-premises system where you're sending data to, it makes it possible for you to orchestrate the entire life cycle across all of that diversity and to do it at scale. So when I talk about life cycle, we're talking about from day one provisioning and onboarding of devices and applications to the future patches, updates, and then, you know, being able to also have the foundation in place that you can do, you know, the new apps we haven't even thought about yet, the new workloads that we know organizations are looking every day at, you know, figuring out how they can bring those into their organizations as well. And we're doing it in a single pane of glass view and making it possible for organizations to do these activities in bulk so that they can scale up very quickly.
Like that. And so when you say single pane of glass, actually, even though you're interacting with IoT, you know, Azure IoT services, like, for example, deploying new modules, for the operator, it's going to be transparent. They won't need to go to the Azure portal, whatever, right? So you're giving them the tools for them to, from one environment, being able to manage the OS, the security, and also the IoT at runtime, as you were mentioning. So I think this is a lot. And so we need to see. I mean, as engineers, we like to see it, right? I know you came with a demo. Let's look at what that looks like in terms of pushing.
Yeah, I would love to show it to you. And I'm actually going to start first with a slide because I think sometimes if you see a diagram of what we're going to talk about, it'll help as we're talking about the individual pieces. So I'm going to pull up a slide here that really talks about the integration of Microsoft IoT and Zadina. And we're going to start here, and you know, we're remote today, so you don't see my device, but I'm going to start with an IoT Edge device. And this device could be ARM, could be x86 based, could be GPU, whatever it needs to be. And on top of this device is sitting Eve. And Eve is an open edge computing engine provided by the Linux Foundation. And Eve is something that is providing a flexible foundation for edge computing that's hardware agnostic. So it can work with any of the diverse types of hardware that organizations are having to use for their various projects at the edge. We know that there's different reasons to use different types of hardware and different requirements. Eve is also application agnostic, which means that we can go ahead and have those workloads using those older applications that we talked about that might require a very specific type of older operating system for them to run alongside these newer cloud-based applications. And Eve allows us to do that in VMs or containers, clusters or unikernels. So very flexible from that perspective. And Eve is also really designed to deal with the scaled down resources of IoT devices. So these small footprint devices that we're talking about. And then finally, just because we mentioned security briefly at the beginning too, Eve's built to have the security posture that's designed for the edge. So there's a whole slew of things in here that this includes, but just, you know, very briefly, things like leveraging TPM for device integrity, being able to prevent device spoofing, being able to detect anomalies, things of that sort, and a whole lot of other things that are designed for these environments where we're not with the devices.
Yep. So, and you were saying that Eve is actually provided by the Linux Foundation, right? Does it come with UIs or a thing like that, or is it just like plain APIs, you know, on top of the services that are deployed?
I'm glad you said that, because there's two parts of that. So Eve's open source from the Linux Foundation. Let me just say quickly that a lot of manufacturers will install it in the factory for you, so it just comes installed on your devices when you get them. And then Eve provides a number of APIs that you can go and use to interact with the device. So Zadina leverages these APIs for our whole orchestration system then that orchestrates all of the application and the movement of data and whatnot that's happening on the devices on top of that Eve layer.
Love it. Love it. Okay, let's see how the solution actually is leveraging Eve to manage these devices.
Yep. So let's talk about it in terms of what we all care about today, right? Which is Microsoft IoT services, right? Those Azure IoT services. So we're going to do it in three steps today, right? The first thing is we're going to provision a project, and you'll get to see what this looks like. But this is, we're going to do this within the Zadina dashboard. And basically, a project is just a set of configurations that we want to apply to a device. So it's a really easy way to set up what our requirements are. And then we're going to onboard a brand new device. And at the point we onboard a brand new device, we're setting those configurations. We're also building a backend connection into Azure services as far as connecting to DPS, connecting to client, the client services, connecting to Azure IoT Hub, so that we can bring in that single pane of view for the operators that we were talking about earlier. So all that's going to happen at the point we give this device power and network. It's going to call home to Zadina. It's going to see that it's supposed to be part of this particular project. and it's going to go ahead and then download the configuration that we've specified within that project. And this is something that we'll do on one device. We can do it in bulk as well. And then finally, what we're doing is setting ourselves up for the future, which is managing anything in that life cycle we need to do, which could be, you know, adding more modules. It could be doing patches and updates. It could be adding in entirely new applications onto these devices that are going to sit in their own isolated containers alongside that Azure runtime and those modules, right? So we're really building the foundation to move forward, because we don't know. We know the speed at which organizations are rolling out IoT projects. There's projects on the horizon that haven't even been thought of yet in organizations. So we're building the foundation so that the hardware they're putting in place today, the structure they're putting in place today, still has, that they're able to leverage it for those projects that they haven't even imagined yet.
Yep. And I want to reiterate one thing for those who are familiar with Microsoft IoT solutions, especially IoT Edge. If you start with, here in your case, you start with only Eve on the device, right? You don't need to have the IoT Edge runtime installed and specific credentials for your IoT hub in the context of Microsoft IoT. If you go through the DDDA offer, you don't need to have these pre-installed on that device or pre-provisioned. You go through Eve and through DDDA, and then things are going to happen in the back end for the deployment of the Edge runtime and the attached to an ITF instance and so on. So I wanted to just like double click or not double click, but reinforce that, because we know it's one of the points where, when developing a solution, deploying a solution in real life, you're just like, hey, I cannot really have that cert installed there for that runtime. And then what's the, day zero? Maybe the box has been staying on the shelf for 2 years before it's actually going to the market. And so all these questions about what should be on the device to start with are answered. It's like you have to have Linux Eve on top and then connect to Zdita.
Yep, exactly. And remember, it's the operators that are doing this on these devices, right? So they might not even be as familiar with the Azure IoT services and whatnot. So this gives them the ability to do all of this, but doing it in the interface where they're most familiar and comfortable.
Let's see it.
All right, let's go ahead and do it. I'm going to go over to my dashboard. So this is the Zdita interface, and I'm going to just log in quickly here. Loads here. This is my main screen that I start from. This just gives me a bird's eye view of everything that's happening across my Edge infrastructure in terms of alerts that are happening and devices. This is a small enterprise because it's just my demo system for today. And then this, of course, is customizable to what you need. But we're going to start in the marketplace. And the marketplace is basically a private enterprise store or private application store, I should say, for your enterprise, right? So these are applications that are available for me to deploy across my enterprise on my Edge devices. And there's three here today that we're going to be particularly interested in. Is I've got my Azure runtime here, and then I have two IoT modules here. One is a custom one that we've created, and then one is probably very familiar to some of your audience, which is the simulated temperature sensor that Microsoft provides for testing, right? Yeah. So we're going to work with...
Let me ask you at this point here, are you connecting directly to the Azure Marketplace to have these modules appear in here?
Let me show you. So if I go in and I look at this module, you're going to see it's asking me where the image is coming from. So in my module definitions, it gives me the location for the image within Azure. I'm just pulling that. So our system never holds the actual images. We only hold metadata about the module or the application that we want to deploy. Mm-hmm. We don't hold the images themselves. So we go out to wherever you say we need to go to get the latest and greatest.
I like that. So that means you just need to point to, so you go to the marketplace, get that link, and then add it in the Zdita infrastructure. But that also means you can add your own ones. If you have your own container registry, private eventually, you can actually use your own ones as well.
Absolutely. Your own modules, your own applications that you have out there, all of that can be loaded in. And then you just use your storage repository that you would normally use for your images, be it Azure or something else as well. You just point to it.
Nice.
And then while we're looking at this module, right, so we said, this is pointing to Azure. We get the location from our module definition. The other things that are coming in here is, I can specify different types of metadata around here. So like my desired state for my module, we can go ahead and supply that, and then it'll show me, and you'll see this in a bit, that it'll show me compared to the actual state that Azure IoT Hub is reporting. So we can start to do debugging right from this point. So this is basically just metadata about the system. Routes are simply, you know, when data comes into this module, where do I want that data to go? It could be, data comes in, I want the data to go straight into, Azure. It could be when data comes to this module, I want you to hand that data off to another module and do something with it. So we can start to specify those sort of routing with the modules as well. So the modules pull the images directly from Azure. And then let's look at the runtime, because there's something here that I want to point out that's actually pretty important when we're talking specifically about the unique challenges of the edge that we were just talking about. So the Azure runtime, we're all very familiar with it. When we deploy it out onto our edge devices, we're actually deploying it in four pieces. So you can see here that we've got it listed out on four different disks. And we've got within that our OS that we need, we've got MOBI, we've got the runtime itself, and then we have a data disk, which is where the modules live. And the reason this is important from the edge, and the reason that we don't want to do this just as a monolithic package that we're pushing out there, is because once I've deployed this, say I come back in a period of time, and I need to update just the runtime. And maybe just that runtime update is just 70 meg. Well, I want to be able to only send that 70 meg out to my device that's sitting on a wellhead or in a wind turbine or wherever else. I don't want to have to redeploy this whole package because bandwidth is at such a premium. And in a lot of cases, the bandwidth that we have available, isn't optimal. So we're trying to do things across the network in as small of pieces as possible. So the granularity that we provide is that after we deploy this, now we can just go in and update the individual pieces that we need to update, making sure that everything we're sending across the wire is as small of a packet as possible.
Nice.
So the other part about the runtime here that we have is the other thing I just want to mention in terms of, firewall capabilities is things like the runtime, things like applications that we're deploying, they're sitting themselves in isolated containers or VMs or what have you, right? They're completely isolated from any other applications that might be running on that device. You do have the ability to go with, though, and set some distributed firewall rules so you can determine who can reach into that container and what can reach out of that container. So you can set that on an application basis as well. And what that means is that something that's happening in one application has no impact on something that's happening within another application from that perspective. So we see that here as well. But these are the pieces that we need within this marketplace to get started with an Azure project, is I've got my runtime and then I have a couple of modules that I want to deploy on this new device as well.
Easy.
It is. It is. It's very straightforward to set up. And keep in mind that we're not just doing this once, right? Now we have this ready to go across thousands of devices. So let's look at how we would do that. So I'm going to go into my project section. And so as I said earlier on the slide, a project is basically a set of configurations that we want applied to any device within that project at the point that that device comes on board for the first time, or if we just assign an existing device to that project, right? So the first time when that device calls home and it sees, oh, I'm now in this project, it's going to receive whatever that project specifies. I have two projects that are set up right now for us to work with this morning. I've got a default project that we can see is just a regular profile. And then I have this Zedita CS one, which is an Azure profile. And the difference between those profiles is that because of the integration we have with Azure IoT, is we now can go in and put in a lot of our access variables for our hub, for our DPS, and that gives Zedita on the back end the ability to start pulling in information for our operators. So let's take a look and see what I mean by that. I'm going to go ahead and just start a new project here. Pretty self-explanatory from the get-go. Give it a name, give it a title, give it a description. But here's the important part. I choose my profile. At the point I say I want an Azure profile, I now get asked a whole variety of other things that are probably going to be pretty familiar to many in the audience, because these are the details around our Azure client access, our Azure service access, our DPS information, our IoT hub information. And this is creating the connections we need on the back end then to start to pull this in. And what this means is that we'll leverage DPS. So at the point I onboard a device and deploy the Azure IoT Edge runtime onto that device, at the same time on the back end, we're creating the twin within the specified DPS group name, right? So we're starting to put all of those pieces in on the back end. So for the operator, they don't have to worry about what's happening on that side of the house. They only worry about what's happening on the device side of the house. And they're going to start getting all the status updates from Azure that saying what's happening over there in the IoT hub. And they're going to see all of it through this one interface.
Yep. And once again, the operator has no clue what a device twin means or what modules are at the end of the day. They knew it's a module. It's something that's going to act on that device and do something. But as operators, you don't need to know, what's going on behind. What is DPS? What is that scope ID for? It's just like, hey, it's there. And for you to just have there and use. So definitely abstracting all the nuts and bolts that are under the hoods and that our IoT Edge developers are used to manipulate. But this is actually now provided to OTs to manage.
And these are the people that are charged with getting the devices at scale out there, right? So again, we're not talking about the pilot projects anymore. We're talking about, yep, I'm an operator and I have to put 1,000 devices out there that are going to be driving around on trucks, right? This is the ability that allows me to do that. As I scroll down here a little bit here, first off, custom variables will be things like certificate packs, things of that sort. So we're going to use that Zadita CS example we just saw in the main screen that has a cert pack that's applied. So you can go ahead and be able to add your own variables within that. And then down here are the two important things. Not that the rest wasn't important, but the two things that I really want to make sure that I mentioned. The first is it's saying, do you want to enforce edge node attestation? And we talked at the beginning about how the edge has really unique security challenges, right? Because we're not looking at these devices all the time. We can't always control who has physical access to these devices. We might not see these devices for months at a time once they're actually plugged in wherever it is that they're going to exist out in our edge infrastructure. So by doing edge node attestation, what essentially this is saying is that we're going to take measurements within the PCR area of the TPM, and we're going to take baseline measurements. And then going forward, every time that device comes online, we're going to compare those hash measurements, right? And then if there's any point that something's different, maybe somebody tried to hack the BIOS, or maybe there's some other security attack that's happening on that device. At the point we see that that has changed, then notification can happen and action can happen, right? So this is just automatic checking every time that device checks in and making sure that nothing has changed within the PCR of that TPM chip. Right. So that allows us to have that extra degree of security in terms of knowing what's happening on that device at a really critical layer.
Yep.
And then below that, it basically says, well, in addition to, the things you've configured so far, do you want an application automatically installed on this device? And we, of course, do, because that's a big challenge for us, is getting this runtime out there across all of our devices. So I'm going to go ahead and choose our runtime. Mm-hmm. And then this should look familiar. We just looked at this. We've got the four disks and the resources that are established. And then there's one more step. And it says, well, while we're doing this, do you also want to install some modules? So yes, we want to do that at the same time. So I can come in here and choose the two modules that we saw that we had set up in our marketplace. And now those are ready to go ahead and be able to be installed. And again, I could also do the routes that we talked about that says when data comes here, you can send it to this other module or send it to Azure or wherever it needs to go. But so I do this once. I come in here, I get my subscription details in here, I specify my application to deploy, I specify my modules, and now at this point, I'm done and ready to go and ready to apply this to a device. Yep. So I'm going to cancel.
One thing important as well to mention here or emphasize is that it's independently of the types of devices behind, right? You could have some that are actually running on ARM, other ones running on x86 or 64, and you don't have to know, you don't have to care right now, right?
Yep. Because my needs of what I'm installing today might be different than my needs tomorrow, right? Yep. So that does not matter to me at all at this point. As long as the device has the resources that I've specified that mm-hmm. I need here, I'm golden. That's all.
Love it.
So what we're going to do, and I didn't add any Azure details here, so I'm going to cancel this one. And again, we're going to use this Zadita CS, which is our Azure profile. We're going to onboard a brand new device. So we've got a device that's out there just waiting to have something on it. It only has Eve on it today. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to set this device up in my system here and basically say, when this device comes online, I want it to have this Azure project. So I'm going to go ahead and add a new device here and see all of my various test names that show up here.
As long as you don't run out of test names, you're good.
No, I know. That's always my fear.
So I've got a combination of Olivier demo Olivier, hub thing Olivier. It's like becoming a nightmare remembering what I used already.
Yes, everybody in Zedita knows that if they see one that's Sarah-testing, that it clearly belongs. Yeah. There's no question about it. So we give it a name, we give it a title, and then here's the important part. I select what project do I want it. I want it to be part of. So I'm going to choose this Zedita CS, which is my Azure project that was all set up. And then it's going to ask just a couple of additional things here. Asset ID, asset location. This depends on your scenario. People have different tracking mechanisms that they use. I'm going to make up a location. And then I have to actually put in what my identity type is, if I'm using a cert, if I'm using a key, whatever it might be. So I'm going to upload my certificate. And then finally, I choose my brand and my model. I just have a couple of brands that are set up in my demo system. This would be whatever models and different brands of various vendors you were working with. But the reason this is important is that as you look at this, now I chose a brand and a model. Now I'm seeing a bunch of port options that are coming up. And the ports that I'm seeing are the ports that are available on the model that I chose, right? So I'm not going to get offered ports to make changes to that aren't even on the hardware model that I have. So it's very specific to whatever it is that you're working with. That's why we put in the specific version. I'm not going to make any changes to the ports, though, for our purposes today. So I'm going to go ahead and activate my Edge node. And I'm going to choose Add. And so here's what happens. The next time this device checks into the system, so it gets power, it gets network, mm-hmm. it's going to go ahead and see, oh, I'm part of this Azure project, and it's going to go out and download all of the things that I have required, right? So over the course of while we're talking, over the next few minutes, we're going to see the device come online. We're going to see that it's going to start downloading some things. And it takes about 10 to 12 minutes to get everything in place. Mm-hmm. But this is the first step of it. So what I'm going to do is I'm actually going to go over and show you while we're waiting for this. I'm going to go ahead and show you one that's already set up, just for the purposes of time, because we want to be able to see kind of what the pieces that we were putting into place, what actually it looks like for the operator.
Makes sense.
So I'm going to go ahead and go here. Oh, before I go there, let me just point out that my IoT show device just came online.
Okay.
So now it's going to, so that's step one. Now it's getting the information about, okay, I'm part of this project for Azure and getting my configuration details, and then we'll start downloading. Like I said, it takes a while, 10 minutes or so for that to happen. So let's go ahead and take a look at this other device I have here. And this is a device that's part of, if I look at my basic info, it's part of that same project that we just mm-hmm. deployed a new device to. So that's my Zedita CS, my Azure project. And if I go in and I look at the status of this device, I can see various things about when it last booted and things of that sort. Down here, it asks about attestation. So we talked about how we do the measurements within the PCR of the TPM chip. I can go ahead and click here. I can see what those values are. Right. So this is kind of my initial values when it first took measurements. So I've got that available to me as well. And then I also have utilization information and the basic things that you would expect. I also have that in terms of, we're not just talking about the next day's problem after we onboard and we get everything deployed. I also have to be able to manage not just patches and updates to my runtimes and my modules. I also have to be able to update my base image on this device. So it'll also come up and tell me what Eve version I'm running. So remember, Eve is the open source foundation that's sitting right on top of my device. And I have the ability very easily, if I want to update my Eve image at any point, I'm able to do that. It'll tell me if I'm running the latest one. If it's not, it'll give me an option to go ahead and update that. So I can do that from here.
I assume, Sarah, that all of that comes, your infrastructure is actually monitoring progress of these updates, because we're talking about updating a firmware and always or pieces of software, but not everything always works well. So sometimes you have failures of that module actually failed at downloading the Docker container or the OS is actually not updated or after reboot something is going wrong. And so I'd assume that you guys are monitoring that, tracking that. So do you have a mechanism that allows to restart, retry, manage all of that?
We do. So from, let's just say one from the base image version, right? So if I go to, we're monitoring it, it prompts me when there's a new version that's available. I can go ahead and update to that new version, but say there was something wrong in that new version, right? Say there was a bug or some sort of thing. This isn't a case where my device goes down, I can just walk down the hallway and push a button, right? So what we actually do is when that new version's available, we download it to the device, then we go through a process where we test it and we make sure it works before that new version is even brought up. So we test and make sure the new version will work with everything you have on your device before it ever comes online. Still keeps the old version on the device as well, right? So you what that's doing is preventing a situation where we're going to inadvertently brick devices that are, you know, 1,000 miles from where we're located today. So we are doing monitoring in that way. Like I said, we leverage the APIs from Eve as part of the system as well. We also provide to the operators very detailed events and logs and whatnot in terms of debugging and things of that sort.
Yeah. I guess you can then run your deployment campaigns where you're going to say, hey, I'm going to test once, I'm going to deploy once in that factory, for example, and then I'm doing my, you know, deployment at scale. I guess you can also configure when things will be deployed. You know, if you have an update, you don't want to push that while you have a production, going on. So you need to actually schedule all that.
Yep. And like you said, you can do all of that at bulk, right? So you do it once, you make sure it works, and then you can push it out, across multiple projects or to all of the devices within a project, however you need to go ahead and do that.
Yep. Yep. So I guess we could spend some more time. So there's a couple more things you want to show, right?
Yep. Let me go into the Edge app instances because I want to show one. So these are all the application instances that are running out on the three devices you saw. Notice the IoT show device right now is just about to start downloading the runtime. So it's already done all of the other onboarding it needed to do. And so now we're going ahead to download that Azure IoT runtime. After that's downloaded, then it'll start bringing in the modules as well. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to do just a little bit of filtering here to make my life a little bit easier. And we're going to look specifically at the applications on that device we were just looking at. So the Sensor Gateway 3, we've got the Azure IoT Edge runtime. We've got the two modules that we saw were part of that project. And then these two are going to be familiar to a lot of people in the audience, which are the Edge Agent and Edge Hub modules that you get by default with the runtime. So we do see those as well when we're looking at this. And so now when I go in and I look at my runtime, what I want to show you is that first off, we've got, you know, basic information about status and the things you would expect to see. But then I have a whole section here where it says IoT Edge runtime status as reported in Azure. So everything in this section here is actually coming in from Azure, from my Azure IoT Hub, as it pertains to the device twin for this particular device that the runtime is sitting on, right? So as an operator, I don't have to go to Azure. I can see that, okay, I've enabled my connection to the hub, the runtime's connected, I can see any status reporting that's happening. I can click here, I can see my desired state, as well as I can see my reported state. Right. So this is the information that's coming from Azure. So I can say from my perspective as an operator, things are connected, things are working correctly. Right. And then the other piece of this is, again, if we think about, you know, for those of us that have been, you know, IT administrators, you spend a lot of time troubleshooting and trying to track things down. I also have not just the events that are happening within the Zedita system. So as things get turned off and on and rebooted and things of that sort, I collect all of those events. I also have logs that are coming directly from Azure. So now if something doesn't seem quite right, I can come in here, collect the logs that I need. I can filter the logs by time as I need to. But again, these logs are logs I would normally go to Azure to receive, as pertains to my particular device and runtime instance that I'm running, as well as the modules that are sitting on this device. And now I, as the operator, have everything I need from a troubleshooting perspective right here in front of me, right? I don't have to go, at no point do I have to go into Azure to, again, set up my twin, do any troubleshooting, make sure things are connecting. All of that are visible to me right from this point.
Yeah. And actually, as a matter of fact, you don't want to give the operator credentials to access the Azure portal, by the way. It's something that, you know, is a level of access that could great trouble. And the other thing is that eventually, if you want to deploy with various customers, you don't want an operator from one customer to see what's going on the machines of the other customer. So I guess there's also that notion of multi-tenancy that you kind of abstract or manage in your solutions, right?
Exactly. I only see the devices that I need to see and what's happening on those devices. I, as the operator, I don't want to go into these other places. I don't have time to do that. I don't have time to learn it. What I need to do is everything is complete in front of this for me here. And the final thing, let me just say, if there's any updates that need to happen here, I'll get notified in multiple places. I'll get notified at the project that there's an update, or I'll get notified when I'm looking at the applications that there's an update, and I can very easily then click the button. And like I said, it's granular, so it's just going to go out and update the one piece of that it needs to update, as opposed to repushing an updated version of everything.
Well, one-stop shop, everything for the operator. If you're in IT and you're looking at deploying edge compute at scale, I think this is really looking good. So Sarah, well, thanks a lot for showing us all of that. If you want to learn more about the project or the solution that DDD is offering, you can go to aka.ms/IoTshow/DDD. Right here. Sarah, thanks a lot for sharing all of that with us. I hope to see you again on the IoT show, maybe before next year.
Yeah, no, thanks for having me back. And I look forward to the next time when we go ahead and do it again.
Awesome. Love it. And maybe next time it's going to be in person. I know last time you brought a fantastic windmill that almost chopped my head off. and so next time it's going to be with a big demo as well, I'm sure.
That's right.
Sarah, thanks a lot. See you soon, everyone. Thanks for watching the IoT show. I'm looking forward to see you back here. Bye.